You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, as Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann in a press conference discusses the implications of what's been happening with the IRS and Obamacare, it makes people question, what does the IRS issue with the Tea Parties have to do with Obamacare? I'll explain it. It's actually a lot closer than you think. She wasn't that far off. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the motive, I believe, has been revealed on why the Tsarnaev brothers committed the, allegedly, the Boston bombing. Apparently, we have a motive that's been revealed. Also, David Beckham has retired from soccer. Of course, all the headlights say football because, you know, soccer is football everywhere else except America, right? You know, in Spanish, it's called football, right? But if you want to say, like, American football, it's football Americano type of thing, or Norte Americano. So anyway, David Beckham is retiring at age 38. We'll talk about who can retire at age 38. Many of us are 40, 50 years behind him. And, I mean, do we even want to retire? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your love at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So trying to do damage control, Barack Obama has fired, I guess, the most senior tax official overseeing the IRS in hoping that Republicans and conservatives will all be kind of happy and leave him alone in terms of IRS targeting certain conservative groups with the term tax or a patriot in their title, or Tea Party in their title. And Michelle Bachmann had discussed, I believe it was in a press conference earlier this morning, how we now need to look at how this would affect Obamacare, and if this is the type of administration we have with the IRS, how is Obamacare going to be implemented fairly? And I know many many critics were going, "Oh, she's just jumping on the bandwagon. This is just an extreme argument." But you know, let's go back and look at what Obamacare is. Okay, remember, Obamacare, and it was upheld by our Supreme Court. I mean, number one, all right, we voted this in. Okay, we voted in the president that signed off and created Obamacare, and we let this happen. And then the Supreme Court, right, upheld this, which to me is a thought scarier than poop on a tonsil. But the Supreme Court upheld this, upheld the law. And the reason why they upheld the law is because Chief Justice tweaked the law to say, if you call this a tax, and if this is going to be overseen, so to speak, by the IRS, then it's constitutional. I didn't realize we were paying our Supreme Court justices to actually tweak the law to make it constitutional. I just thought the Supreme Court justices were supposed to say it's constitutional or not, and that's it. I didn't realize that they kind of helped proofread, spell-checked, footnoted. I didn't realize they did that. I didn't realize they could rewrite a bill. That's kind of nice of them. I didn't think they had that much time on their hands. So, because the Supreme Court upheld it, and Congress does have the ability to regulate health care as a tax, now the policy is administered through the IRS. I don't know how we let the IRS get involved with our chronic diarrhea or our hemorrhoid flare-ups, but they are. The IRS and your colon is now in bed together because of Obamacare. Obamacare now bridged the IRS with your health. Boom. Actually, and this, with the help of the Supreme Court. Thank you very much. Thank you. Glad you're on top of proofreading. That really helped us with this one. So, of course, with the IRS being involved, okay, their job is to make sure that if you didn't purchase health care, right, if you didn't purchase, I guess, a health care plan that is to their liking, you will get taxed. I don't understand why we let this happen, but we did. And if the IRS does unfairly audit people, which, I mean, I got to be honest, don't be naive. I mean, we know this has happened for years. It's just now we finally have an opportunity to gain, to garner Democratic and Republican support for this. I mean, IRS has targeted groups. This isn't anything new. Okay, I mean, we knew audits were happening politically driven. It's just nobody had any proof. I guess somebody from the IRS said, yeah, sorry, my bad. And that was enough to fuel this controversy to finally get an attention nationally. I mean, even CNN and MSNBC, I believe, are actually discussing it. I mean, that's yeah, finally. So in terms of this, absolutely. We now have IRS in our face. And now there are going to be groups trying to get tax exempt status. And these groups trying to get tax exempt status, which we already have, you know, we remember the waivers. All right. There's already groups getting waivers left and right. All right. Well, who's getting them? Unions. Right. Companies that supported Obama. I mean, there has to be extreme scrutiny. Somebody needs to sift through this with like a needle in a haystack. They need to sift through all of this. And if it looks like more of the quote unquote Obama friendlies are getting more tax exempt, oh, no, we better not stand for that. Right? And again, I don't understand why we let government get into our health care lines. This is what you all wanted, people. For those of you who voted for Obama, you got what you wanted. Right? And now it's going to take, again, the conservatives to try to keep government out. I don't know why people want government so much in their lives. And it's not just quote-unquote handouts. There are people that are not benefiting from the government treasury that thought this was a wonderful idea because they didn't read between the lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Zakhar Tsarnaev, the younger of the two Boston bombing suspect brothers. I wonder if we don't even have to say suspect anymore, because he actually left a note claiming responsibility for the April 13th attack on the Boston Marathon. Remember the boat he was hiding out in? Well, apparently there was a note in the boat that he left, and it was with a marker. I don't know how he had a marker. Maybe it was in the inside cabin of the boat. I didn't realize the boat was that big where there was an actual inside cabin to it. But anyway, he scrawled with marker, right, on the wall of the cabin how, I'm trying to read the actual, they don't have the, when you attack one Muslim, you attack all Muslims. So basically, he was said that the bombings were retribution for U.S. military action in Afghanistan and Iraq. I don't think he wrote all that out. And called the Boston victims collateral damage, in the same way Muslims have been in American-led wars. I gotta tell you, absolute sicko. And he didn't mourn his older brother. In fact, from what we have been told, Zakhar cannot wait to go to quote unquote paradise and join his brother. So, you know, now that we gave him his Miranda rights, I think that's probably the most we're going to get out of him. I don't think, you know, he's really scared of the interrogation techniques, although I really wish we had a Jack Bauer around. I think Jack Bauer can make him talk. I think he wants to leave this earth, letting people think it was just him and his buddy. Right? And I don't know whatever happened to Misha. Remember, there was supposed to be a red-headed or a red-bearded friend named Misha, right? But they interviewed him. He was at his parents' house going, I don't know what y'all are talking about. So, I mean, my guess is we're just all going to be sitting here still scratching our heads trying to figure out what happened. But from what we understand, we do have a signed confession as far as I'm concerned. So can we stop calling him suspect? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, pretty scary stuff that this is going on. Something, though, that you might find scary as well is, did you guys hear about this plane that has now been flown, quote-unquote, pilotless? Apparently, we can now fly passenger jets, okay? So we're talking about passenger jets with people in it by a flick of a switch, controlled by a trained controller sitting at a computer screen. You guys were scared about robotic surgeries and the doctor being across the room behind a computer, minimizing the solitaire as we go, even though you know they don't do that. Well, now they say this is the future of the air industry. Within 5, 10, or 20 years, commercial jets will be flown routinely, they say, by remote control over our towns and our cities. Now, I guess how they tested this was it was a 500-mile round trip from Lancashire to Inverness. My guess is that's in northern England. And the pilot let go of the controls of the planes and allowed his buddy, I guess, I'm assuming they're all buddies, to control the plane for him. Now, there are supporters of the autonomous aircraft, they're calling it, or autonomous, right? And they believe that most airplane crashes are due to human error. So get the humans out of the equation and just use computers. My problem is I have seen Die Hard 2. Now, for those of us who remember Die Hard 2, the bad guy was able to control the airplane. And what did he do to the British airplane? Yeah, he crashed it into the ground. Remember the little old lady was a little nervous and the stewardess was like, oh, when you fly in the air, it's always a beautiful flight. And then they crash. There is no way I want a Die Hard 2 happening again. Thank you. The only way I would even tolerate this is if there were half a dozen pilots sitting in the cockpit ready to take control, but I still don't trust they can take control if they need to. I just don't trust machines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James. Hey, James. How's it going? Where are you now? Well, what city are you now?
I'm in Alabama.
All right.
News for you. Right up your alley. You know the Kermit Gosnell case?
Yep.
That's not the only one. We've got one coming up from Houston.
Really?
Hadn't hit the mainstream media yet, but I thought maybe you'd like to be the first one to know. Similar to the Gosnell case, but it's not, I don't know if it's how widely it's going to be reported or not.
No, I hear you. It looks like there's a Houston doctor, thank you, for performing illegal abortions. I wouldn't be surprised if there's not even more. Remember, where there's a will, there's a way. And, there are people out there that I unfortunately abuse their medical powers. They think they can make money. Wasn't there a case, and James, thank you. Thank you for bringing this to all our attention. There was a case where somebody coaxed a woman who wanted to have an abortion to carry the baby to term so then she could deliver it and he could then sell the baby. I mean, I'm not surprised, but he's right. KHOU out of Houston, Texas, is reporting that there is another Houston doctor accused of performing illegal abortions. I don't understand it. I mean, to me, this it's murder. I don't get it. I mean, you know, these late term, but these are babies. The babies were even, what, crying when they were coming out? I mean, their babies were crying out loud. And we let this happen? Right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So let's move on. A very interesting topic, retirement. All right. I got this email a while back where a wife was saying that her husband had been in quote-unquote retirement for 5 months. My guess is she used quotes around retirement because it doesn't mean he was getting pensions or retirement pay from the company. And he had started to undergo severe depression and cognition issues. So her question was, is he starting to show signs of Alzheimer's, and what should she do about it? Make him go back to work. And the this is a subject not foreign to many of us. I don't know when I'm planning on retiring. I don't have a job where I'm going to be getting a pension or a monthly stipend. So with this recession and, you know, never having any money in the bank, I don't think I could ever, God forbid, retire. David Beckham, though, however, was able to retire at the ripe age of 38. Gosh, that's nice. Yeah, be a soccer player. You know what? I could play a mean game of racquetball. Maybe I should do that, become a racquetball player so I can retire early. But, you know, any of you that retired, quote-unquote, early out there or after retirement, did you start to undergo depression? Did your health start to fail? Did you start to lose memory? Was it as quickly as this one wife is saying she noticed with her husband? 5 months. 5 months, she thinks he has Alzheimer's. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Is retirement bad for your health? Or was it the best thing you ever did? Was retiring the best thing you could have ever done for your health? Because you just couldn't stand the job, the stress, you weren't sleeping. What is it? Now, David Beckham is a, I don't know what his net worth is. Remember, he's married to one of the Spice Girls, right? Posh? I know, Victoria Beckham. I didn't really know who all the Spice Girls were. But 38 years old, has, I guess, signed a five-month deal at Paris Saint-Germain. Maybe you guys will know more about this. I don't watch soccer as much as I should. I love it. Apparently, he donates his salary to charity. So, I mean, I guess his remaining salary he's donating. I don't really get it. But from what I understand, he is ready to call it quits and retire, 38 years old. But you know what? He's British, right? Do British age quicker than us? I thought the British outlived the Americans overall. I don't know, because they have to walk. They're outside a lot. You know, you have the Queen. Right? Queen has a lot of power. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, he had a 20-year career. He's able to retire. Now, mind you, I have a lot of cops that are close to retirement in their 40s. And God bless them. And, you know, they tell me, they go, Dahlia, after 20 years, right, of being in the police force, you are worn out. And I get that. But, you know, I don't have the opportunity to speak to a lot of the retired officers. I mean, from what I'm noticing or I'm seeing with my patient population, and it's a big population, but it's not obviously the whole country, is, oh, we're already up on break. Oops, looks like I got to retire. We're on break. But depression does set in. Is that true, or did some of you think retirement was the greatest thing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, or write us at drdahlia.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guys Foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount. Today only. For today only, purchase Hot Shot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotShotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotShotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hot Shot Secret. Powered by science.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Dorothy writes, my husband has been retired for over a year. He turned to drinking. He's only 62. Regarding health, we did not know he was drinking to a severe degree until he was diagnosed with pancreatitis. I'm about to kick him out of the house, not let him back until he's employed. I know. Ah, man, I remember my mom kicking my dad out of the house. He didn't retire. My dad, he fixed appliances. He'd go to people's homes, fix their refrigerator. It's your compressor. Yeah, you need new compressor. Like, what the hell is a compressor? You know, but I guess it's a compressor. I fix your compressor. Ah. $200. $200? That's a lot of money. Anyway, so that's what he did. You know, he was happy doing it. Fixed appliances. I never really wanted to join the family business. He wanted to teach me so badly. And now that he's gone and up in heaven, you know, all my appliances in my house are falling apart and I don't know what to do. My husband looks at me like, you know, you're the one whose dad fixed appliances, don't you, you know? And yeah, but there's all these buttons and gadgets. So my mom used to kick my dad out of the house and say, come back when you have a job or when you have money. That's, you know, I wouldn't even dare do that to my husband. Can you imagine? Nowadays, kicking your husband out, saying, don't come back until you have money. Oh, man. Oh, you poor men. I tell you. I think what happens is a lot of us need routines. And a lot of us, we need a little stress. Sometimes stress is good, you know, but just a little bit. Just a little bit of stress. You know, I told you all about my story of me in medical school. Quit groaning. Come on. This is a very important story. I worked all through college because I didn't really have money to go to college and to live on my own. But I got a scholarship and I needed to support myself and buy my little Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning and broken windows. And so I basically worked all through college, still got good grades, got into medical school. Now I'm in medical school and you don't work. You're not supposed to have a job when you're in medical school. Medical school is supposed to keep you busy enough. All right. Now you're talking about a straight A student. So I thought, okay, well, if I'm a straight A student, I can now get A++. Well, I get a D in biochemistry. And I get a D. So I sit down and talk to my professor and I go, I don't get this. I've never gotten a D in my life. And he goes, well, maybe it's because you're making all those stupid jokes in the back of the class that you aren't paying attention. I'm like, you could hear those? And I'm like, no, it can't be that because I've been making stupid jokes in the back of the class my whole, you know, scholastic career. It can't be that. And he's like, well, something's different. And I go, but I've learned this information before. I know it. Why did I get a D on your test? So you know what I decided to do? Right? Because I couldn't really study anymore. I went and got a job. All right? My brother at the time was in college. He couldn't qualify for loans. So he needed money for college. So I waited tables, gave that money to him. So he could go to college, buy his classes, and boom, all A's. Now, I would come home from my shift that would end at 11 after doing side work. I'd get home at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. Classes were at 8 the next morning. I would study from probably midnight to 2, 3 in the morning. Go to bed, wake up the next day, and I'm getting A's. As opposed to coming home from school at 5 in the afternoon, having all night to study, going to bed at 11, 12 o'clock. Why is that? Because I think some of us do better with stress. Because you're a loon. No, that's not why. It's because some of us do better with stress. We just need that. We just work better. I've always done that. I mean, you know, probably one of, I think, my most successful aspects to my medical career was when I was doing ER. You had people shot. You had people bleeding, amputations. I mean, it's like the adrenaline, I guess. You just kick it into high gear. And so for somebody like me, I know who I am. I'm going to have a big problem with retirement. I mean, unless I'll be able to be busy with charity work and charity organizations and teaching. I mean, I'm going to have to keep myself busy. God willing, he lets me have the health. I need to be able to do that. But some of us, if we don't have an alarm clock waking us up, yeah, we sleep in. Then when we sleep in, if there's not really a drive to get out of bed, we don't get out of bed. Then we eat something and we watch TV or we get on the computer. And retirement doesn't have to be about that. It could be about building the extra annex to your house. It could be about building an extra shed. It could be about taking classes. It could be about traveling. It could be about spending more time with the grandkids. But sometimes after that, it's just not enough. We need to keep our minds busy. We need to have that stress that we have something due, something that needs to get done so that we have the satisfaction when it gets done. Maybe that's just how some of us, you know, that's our drive. Let's go to the phone calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I just had a question. I didn't know if you're familiar with pancreas. Just I didn't want information on pancreatitis or even pancreatic cancer. Just anything you have or insight would be great.
Yeah. Pancreatitis. The previous listener, you drink, and her husband retired, drinks, looks like gets afflicted with pancreatitis. Let's quickly talk about that. I apologize. Pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas. Anytime you hear an itis, all right, whether it's tonsil, itis, pharyngitis, vaginitis. It's inflammation of the body parts. So basically the pancreas can become inflamed. Now, when you get an acute pancreatitis, it can be pretty painful. And I've never had an acute pancreatitis. I don't want one. But people will be holding their upper stomach. Sometimes the pain goes to the back. You could be nauseous. You could be vomiting. Not very comfortable. Even your stools could change to a very oily, smelly stool. If you think your stool doesn't stink now, wait till you get a big dose of pancreatitis. And the most common form of pancreatitis that I see are people drinking. And drinking to the point where it just irritates the pancreas. The pancreas just can't handle it. But also gallstones do it. You could be passing a gallstone. The gallstone gets stuck in the duct. It causes backup pressure to the pancreas, to the liver. That could be an issue. Some of you are concerned about the pancreas and some of these diabetic medications. And we as physicians and medical providers are watching those. Smoking can do it. Abnormal calcium levels. Infections could cause pancreatitis. And we don't like to mess around with the pancreas because, again, it is a very juicy organ. We've talked about organs. You kind of have some drier organs that you could watch and, you know, wait and, you know, be able to address. And then you kind of got the juicy ones. And the juicy ones seem to be a little bit more vicious. So, for example, if you are more prone to, let's say, pancreatic cancer, remember we talked about the BRCA1 genetic mutation that men and women could have pre-exposing them to pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer. Pancreatic cancer, that's a bad one. So your next question with pancreatic cancer, because, you know, the pancreas is such a juicy organ, you really have no idea when you have it. And so by the time pancreatic cancer is found, a lot of times it's already spread and could unfortunately be too late, like what happened with Steve Jobs, what happened with who's the dirty dancing guy, Patrick Swayze. Now, people who are more at risk for pancreatic cancer would be people who, you know, drink, people who have had a history of chronic inflammation of the pancreas. If you always have issues with your pancreas because you're a heavy drinker, gallstone issues, that could possibly put you at risk for pancreatic cancer. African Americans, more commonly at risk. If you're obese, diabetes could put you at risk also. With the BRCA gene mutation, it's usually the BRCA gene mutation number 2 as opposed to 1. And many times, like I said, if you have pancreatic cancer, you may feel like you're having heartburn, a little bit of abdominal pain. You'll be taking some antacids. My recommendation is if you need antacids over a month or two, please go get it checked out. Okay? Very easy to check out a pancreas. You can ultrasound it. You can CAT scan it. You can do a blood test to look at amylase, lipase. There's even pancreatic cancer tumor markers. Not that Obamacare would pay for it. But that's about a 2-year medical course given to you in about 5 minutes. Hope that helps. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker. Built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
All right, you bet I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming soon later in the show, we're going to be talking about how there are toothbrushes now that will give you your morning caffeine jolt. I mean, they are just caffeinating everything now. You know, toothbrushes. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the paint in your room, the walls, the paint on the walls of your room could help you determine if you're going to get a better night's sleep or not, where certain colors of the room could possibly interfere with your sleeping. All right? So we'll talk about which colors give you the most amount of sleep versus which not. Okay, I'm just going to give you a little hint. Purple is apparently the worst color to have in a bedroom in terms of sleep. Gives you the average 5-hour, 56-minute night sleep. I really don't know who would have their room purple. I mean, I remember Donny Osmond would have purple socks. I remember that. I just don't know who would have their whole room purple. Doesn't make any sense to me. All right, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess we're talking about pancreatic cancer. We've been talking about the BRCA1 gene, BRCA2 gene mutation. Angelina Jolie, I believe, yesterday reveals that she's also going to take out her ovaries as well. Now, Angelina Jolie made news the other day informing us that she had both her breasts removed prophylactically, preventatively, preemptively, because she had been found to have the BRCA1 gene mutation that could put her more in line for ovarian cancer and breast cancer. So I guess after she had her breast removed, people had asked, well, what about your ovaries? And from what we understand, she said, yes, she's going to probably have her ovaries removed too. Now, some of you think she's just hacking her body. And that, you know, she's taking this way too far. You know, for somebody like me that already had a tumor on my ovary and already had a possible breast cancer scare, and this tumor on the ovary could have been cancerous as well, I'm kind of with her on this one. All right. You know, I kind of would probably, if I'm done and, you know, shop's already closed up in terms of having kids, I would probably take my ovaries and, fling them, maybe, you know, bronze them, make them, I don't know, into earrings. I don't know. I think I would be done. You know, I mean, I'm sick of going to the doctor every 6 months to a year. I mean, I love my doctor, but I'm sick of always having to be probed. I mean, have any of you guys ever had a transvaginal probe? Most of you guys probably know, okay, I know there's women out there listening, but a lot of you guys never had a transvaginal probe. Well, in order to get a real good look at those ovaries, okay, and it's a better test a lot of times than a CAT scan, right, when you're monitoring ovaries and cysts, all right, you could have the transabdominal approach where they run the ultrasound on your abdomen, or you could have the transvaginal approach, which is a big, long arm of the ultrasound machine. I should probably call it leg. I mean, the sucker's huge. But arm of the ultrasound machine that goes inside the vagina and ultrasound waves, sends ultrasound sonic waves to show images of the uterus and the ovaries. Well, after having already surgery, right, to remove a tumor, my ovary, and I know you all are going to say too much information, TMI, Dr. Dahlia, I don't get it. I bring up my ovaries, I bring up wanting to have breast surgery, I bring this stuff up, and you all say TMI. But when it's Angelina Jolie, whoa, that's news. Everybody cares about Angelina Jolie's breasts and ovaries, but when I talk about it, it's disgusting, it's too much information, and it makes you cringe. I don't get that. Anyway, when you have surgery, even for an appendix, okay, you got scar tissue. Men have scar tissue there too. And scar tissue seems to bind and contract and pull things into positions that they weren't destined to be. So my doctor and ultrasound tech can't really find that ovary. And that's the ovary that I think wants to make tumors. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Thank you all for being so empathetic. What is your problem, people? So anyway, I have an ovary that can't be watched. And so if I had tested positive for the BRCA1 gene mutation, yeah, I would have probably gotten them removed. In fact, I am still discussing the possibility with my husband, the UPS guy, my boy, joking, you know, about having my ovaries removed. I'm just tired of always worrying about them. The only thing is I'm 41. You know, I don't know if, you know, my two boys say they want a baby sister. I don't know. Maybe my husband and I will try. I don't know. I thought, you know, I should really kind of close up shop down there. Well, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. No pictures. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Jacob calling from California. Hey, Jacob, what's up?
Well, just driving here in Southern California.
Oh, great, great. Be careful. I don't want you getting taxed.
I do have a hands-free, so I'm all right.
Amen.
You know, I had a couple questions. The one, of course, was about Angelina Jolie having this, mastectomy on a preventative basis. And, you know, I'm pretty sure it was easy for her and her husband to cut a check for $100,000 or whatever it would have cost to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, if they didn't have that kind of money and it was being covered by Blue Cross or Blue Shield, do you think they would have deemed it medically necessary?
Great question. A few years ago, I would say yes. We saw many more of these covered. Now, with Obamacare, no. I mean, I have no idea what United Healthcare or Aetna Healthcare or Blue Cross Blue Shield or Kaiser would do or allow Medi-Cal, Medicaid, you know. I don't know what the individuals would do. But you bring up a great question, Jacob. I mean, would somebody that does preemptively get the testing? I'm surprised the testing was even covered. You know, my insurance years ago covered it. It was a $5,000 bill to get my BRCA gene testing. But again, with an ovarian tumor and breast cancer scare, they allowed it. And luckily, they paid it in full. Nowadays, most people can't even get the testing done. So my guess is the reason why we haven't had that issue surface on could the preventative mastectomy be covered is because the genetic testing isn't covered in the first place. You still there, Jacob?
Yes. Okay. I had another question. This was diagnosed about 4 years ago. I was had a spermatocell,
mm-hmm.
and also it developed into a hydrocell. So I was referred by a doctor that did my DOT physical to the county hospital.
Boy, wait a second. What a thorough doctor. Usually on the DOT physicals, they don't really go down there. So very, very good. Let me commend your doctor. That was pretty good. Go ahead, though.
Well, he was, he was basically working in this clinic. He was pretty much a semi-retired actual physician. So he was pretty straight and forward. But so anyway, what happened was, since I didn't have insurance, I was basically pushed around this county hospital for about 3 years,
mm-hmm.
Probably 8 to 10 doctor visits. I did the blood test. They actually had me do a stress test.
Okay.
So after all of this, they came back and said, well, you're going to have to cough up $1,800 before we do a surgery. And I was like, you know, this is unbelievable. So because of desperation, I contacted another, specialist in my area,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him, could you aspirate this thing?
All right. Just stick a needle in it and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for $100. This was in December. He took care of it, and I haven't had a problem since.
Amazing. I know, you know, sometimes you got to be wily to be able to navigate the system because it's just too expensive. Jacob, thank you for calling. I know we got more of you guys on the line. Stay on the line. If you aren't listening on XM, switch over to your iPhone apps or your Android apps. We're still live for the next couple hours. We'll get to your phone calls. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.